Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching is entitled, Each Call from Jesus is Unique.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Later, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the place for paying taxes. Jesus said to him, Come with me. Levi left everything and went with Jesus. Now in his home, Levi gave a big dinner for Jesus, and many tax collectors and other guests were there. The Pharisees and some of their teachers of the law of Moses grumbled to Jesus' disciples, Why do you eat and drink with those tax collectors and other sinners? Jesus answered, Healthy people don't need a doctor, but sick people do. I didn't come to invite the virtuous to turn to God. No, I came to invite sinners. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. How often do we hear the saying, which is supposedly a wise one, you can tell a person by the company they keep? Well, I think we have to acknowledge that when we speak about Jesus, this so-called wisdom does not fit. As we know from the Gospels, Jesus was a friend of sinners and tax collectors, of prostitutes and the poor, of the marginalized and those rejected by society, as well as all those who knew they were loved by God. And in the reading we have just heard from Luke's Gospel, Jesus actually states that he did not come for the righteous. No, he came for sinners. So the question that emerges for me is, in which category of people do I find myself belonging? And more importantly, what is my relationship with Jesus? Of course, I love and am loved dearly by Jesus. Yet, is my relationship founded on need for him or longing to be at one with him? Or perhaps both of these? This is such a beautiful story we have heard, to hear and see Jesus inviting Levi to come and be with him. I find that sense of coming to be with Jesus more profound than following him. Prior to the call of Levi, Jesus had already called Simon Peter, Andrew, James, and John. These two sets of brothers were called to be fishers of people, and thus they must have felt they had a role to fulfill, a work to do. The call of Levi seems to me to be quite different, more a call of hospitality with a sense of companionship. Levi leaves everything to be with Jesus, and so much so that he gives a big dinner in his honour. One act of hospitality calls for a like response. To dine with another was to befriend the one you are honouring. No wonder the Pharisees and teachers of the law of Moses grumbled. They were the righteous ones doing their duty. Yet sadly, their relationship was not one of friendship and hospitality, also, they challenged Jesus. Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? Jesus, for his part, does not seem to be concerned about what Levi was doing as a tax collector. He wanted this man to be a companion with him, and by God's grace, to live the gospel we now know as the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus did not come to invite the righteous to be with God. He came to invite sinners. He did not come to check we were doing everything right. He came that we might have life and have it to the full. And this surely means enjoying a deep relationship with him. We here as Dominican sisters in Aotearoa, New Zealand, have a wonderful phrase in our last chapter statement, which kind of sums this up for me. To quote, "It is who we become that changes the world, not what we do." Who we become is the unique person God has created us to be, and Jesus calls us to a deep relationship with him in this uniqueness. So becoming our unique self is a lifetime journey. God bless us all on this Lenten journey with Jesus.